Hello and welcome to the Friday, June 6, 2025 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and this episode brought to you by the SANS.edu Graduate Certificate Program in Cybersecurity Engineering is recorded in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, in diaries today, we have an interesting one from Xavier, who ran into a scam involving Zoom in this case. The scam arrived as an email. The email was a fake invite for a Zoom meeting. Now, that overall looked legit, has the right layout, right format. And then if you click on the link to join the actual meeting, you'll be greeted with, well, an update notice that your Zoom client is out of date and you need to update it. That's something like this I've definitely seen in other online meeting software, where you try to join a meeting, you haven't used a particular client in a while because there are, well, so many of them out there, that you're presented with a notice like this that you should update your client. And that would be certainly something that a user could easily fall for, in particular if you sort of created that urgency of having to join this meeting right now, not really being able to wait, just want to get started, want to download that client and get going. Interesting scam here, certainly something to probably throw into some kind of awareness presentation. Well, and then we have a new vulnerability in the Python tar file module. That module has had issues in the past, and there are some fundamental problems whenever you are trying to extract files from something like a tar file or a zip file, and that's usually related to the fact that you may create arbitrary files, additional directories that you don't necessarily intend or want to have created. Now, in the past, there has been sort of a little bit forth and back between the maintainer of the tar file modules and users, how much it's the responsibility of the tar file module or how much it is the user, basically how they're using this module, who is to blame for any security issues around this. Well, in Python 3.12, they added actually a new parameter called filter. And that basically constrains a little bit more what can happen with a tar file as it's being untarred. First of all, you have the option of fully trusted. That's kind of the old behavior where basically any file is being created, the permissions are being set and the like, essentially just like you're running the tar command on the command line. And then you have the tar feature here, the tar filter, and it will only honor tar specific filters. And then finally, you do have the data filter. That's sort of the more interesting one here. It allows you to extract any data, any files, but it does not adjust permissions. And with that, for example, it would evade some of the privilege escalation issues. Well, the problem is that apparently these particular features haven't been working correctly. And as a result, it did actually set permissions, even if you set the data filter. And well, that is also the default in the Python 3.14 version. So update Python and, as usual, always be careful when you are extracting files like tar, zip, or any kind of compound file like this. And then we got updates from HP, HP Enterprise, Insight Remote Support. This software suffers from a directory traversal that can then be leading to a remote code execution vulnerability. The vulnerability was originally identified by the Ceraday Initiative. I'll link in the show notes to the Ceraday Initiative description because it's a bit more specific than what HP put out, but essentially an unauthenticated attacker is able to execute code as system. Well, that's it for today. And for those of you wondering, I'm mentioning all these credit certificates and such lately at the beginning of each podcast. Just want to point out that SANS.edu is actually an accredited college. And as part of this, we're offering master's degrees, bachelor's degrees, but we're also offering various certificate programs. Certificate programs are usually 3-4 different classes that you get at a substantial discount. Everything includes certifications. So you not only get the credit certificate, you also get the individual GIAC certifications. That's it for today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.